Thousands lined streets for royal funeral of Norway's King Harald V. By Breitbart London on September 9, 2026. Oslo, Norway, AP, Norway was bidding its final farewell to King Harald V on Wednesday as the popular monarch's coffin set off for a funeral attended by royalty and leaders from across Europe and beyond, with thousands of people lining the streets. A 21-gun salute rang out over the capital at the start of the roughly 30-minute funeral procession from the Royal Palace to Oslo Cathedral. Harald's son, new King Haakon VIII, and other senior royals walked behind the coffin, draped with a red Norwegian royal standard. Harald's widow, Queen Sonja, and Haakon's wife, Queen Mette-Marit, followed in a car. Norwegian officials and foreign dignitaries joined the solemn procession. They included the monarchs of Sweden, Denmark, Spain, the Netherlands, Belgium, Luxembourg, Monaco, and Jordan. Also present were the heir to the British throne, Prince William, and Japan's Crown Prince Akishino, as well as political leaders from more than 20 countries, including Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. Harald, who died on August 28, aged 89, was Europe's oldest monarch and had reigned for 35 years. He had modernized the royal house, but refused to follow in the footsteps of other aging monarchs who have abdicated in recent times. His son immediately became king and last week took an oath of allegiance to Norway's constitution in parliament. Large crowds flocked to the capital for the funeral, and thousands stood behind barriers on streets lined with national flags. The downtown area was closed to vehicles and electric scooters, and police had instructed people not to bring bicycles, umbrellas or sharp objects. People were tuning in from across the country. Scores of churches, libraries, cultural centers and city halls were making big screens available for the public to watch the funeral, public broadcaster NRK reported. Ahead of the funeral, Norwegians waited patiently to file past Harald's coffin in the chapel of the royal palace. The queue was 7 hours long at one point over the weekend. Over 46,000 people visited the chapel during the week it lay in state. A minute's silence will be held across Norway at the start of the funeral ceremony. Eulogies will be delivered by Norway's parliament speaker and prime minister, and there will be a candle lighting ceremony with representatives of different faiths. The government says it's not an official holiday, but schools and workplaces could individually opt to let students and employees tune in for Wednesday's events. The government advised that noisy events should be suspended while the funeral is ongoing. After the funeral, Harald's coffin will be taken in a procession to the palace chapel at Akershus Castle, where the late king's ancestors are buried. After a private ceremony for the Norwegian royals, who will be joined by some of the foreign guests and senior Norwegian officials, it will be lowered into the crypt. Norway's monarchy traces its origins to King Harald Fairhair in the 9th century. When Norway regained its independence from Sweden in 1905, three-quarters of voters in a national plebiscite approved restoring the monarchy. The Norwegian royal house has kinfolk in other European royal families. Harald and Haakon are related to both Britain's King Charles III and Spain's King Felipe VI. They're all descendants of the UK's Queen Victoria, who reigned from 1837 until her death to 1901. Today, the throne's role is largely symbolic and power lies with the elected government and parliament. But the Norwegian royal family retains a role in promoting the wealthy Scandinavian nation around the world.